This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Flash flood watches are in effect across western Colorado today as more rain moves in. Meanwhile, crews continue to work to reopen I-70 west of Glenwood Springs after mudslides shut down the interstate Monday evening. The westbound lanes there are still closed at this hour. CDOT spokesman Chris Marsh says getting the water off the road was just the first step.
And then they've got basically a fleet of plow trucks with the, you know, the big plows in the front that once the water's gone, they can use those plow trucks to get the mud and the debris that's it's filled with logs, some rocks, and everything that you can imagine that is on the side of a road.
Marsh says CDOT is preparing to stage crews around the state at other places where monsoon rains could bring mudslides onto roads. At a neighborhood in North Denver, a loud hum has residents worried. CPR's Sam Brash reports it's coming from a nearly completed data center.
CoreSite, a data center developer, is testing six diesel backup generators before it opens a new facility in Denver's Elyria-Swansea neighborhood. That means periodic floods of this sound. It can be heard from a nearby park and an affordable housing complex. But CoreSite says it's just confirming that the generators work, and once that's finished, they'll only run the engines during blackouts or for less frequent tests. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
More news at CPR.org and in the Colorado Public Radio app.